and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how.
Hello and welcome back.
Yay!
So lovely to share this space with you. I've been so excited about bringing this new series of podcasts to your ears. Absolutely love podcasting. It's one of my favourite things. So today we're kicking off with another gorgeous card from the fabulous Marina Beach, one of the sponsors of our show. And today I pulled the Trust and Faith card, which just says the ability to trust your intuition and all the divine guidance that you receive, having faith that your intentions will manifest into a reality. How beautiful is that? This is a reminder to have trust and faith in your progress, your journey, and in yourself. As a spiritual being having human existence, maintaining trust and faith can at times feel like a challenge, especially when you can hold such prescriptive expectations and timelines for your outcomes. And patience is required when you set an intention with the universe, as there's always a period of gestation, which means that your desire will evolve and land when the timing is right. And it goes on giving such amazing insights onto trust and faith, which you can apply in your business and in your life and in your spiritual path. And for me, this lovely affirmation really brings it together. I have complete trust and faith that the universe will deliver with divine timing. Beautiful. So, welcome back. This is our second full episode, and today I'm going to be giving really powerful insights into where people go wrong, where I often see business owners making mistakes unknowingly. And it's here that it's the red zone. It's like, if we don't know that we're making mistakes, they can be really costly. Trust me, I know this one. It's the blind spots in businesses that can really make a difference to whether we success and we grow our business or we fail. And we have a business that unfortunately is no longer. And that's the realities, the twists and the turns of having a business, and it can happen at any stage. Which is why it's so important to be a very responsible business owner. But also equally, it's our own responsibility to learn and educate ourselves on the pitfalls, on how to, you know, check in with ourselves with the growth gaps and all of those things, what we're missing, what we're not doing. It's the little things that make a big difference. And as human beings, said in the card, didn't it, about having a physical experience, but we overcomplicate things too. We make them difficult for ourselves. And we don't have the commitment or we don't give ourselves the time to be able to really do things maybe in the right way. So this is going to be a great episode to just really check in with yourself and make sure that you're doing things the right way. And if you're starting, or certainly, you know, you're growing a business, this for you is going to be so incredibly important. So tune in, listen in, and stay with me. So where a lot of business owners go wrong, and entrepreneurs, especially when they're new to business, because they don't realise how important it is they fail to do inadequate market research. So they're not doing enough research. And how this might show up is they might think, right, I've got a business, it's time to create a product. They spend, you know, weeks designing and creating a program, or, you know, a, a service provision. They may even spend weeks or days developing and designing a website, thinking that they must have a website to start a business. And because they maybe don't have the collateral, the capital, they'll spend a long time deliberating about their website and try and take that task on themselves. Is this you? Then the other one that they do, and I see this regularly, is investing in a brand right at the beginning of their journey. So investing, you know, hundreds of pounds, maybe thousands of pounds in a brand. And what I mean by this is, you know, having logos, social media being developed and done for them, all of these things, without, and this is where the inadequate market research comes in, without applying the time to research. So the first thing that I see is, especially with new owners, businesses, but also with others, is that I need to do this, I have to do this. And it's this kind of like false illusion of what they think that they have to do. So let's think about this. It's about taking time, okay? And I know what it's like when you're maybe, you know, maybe you are employed and you're wanting to become an entrepreneur, and it's that gap between maybe you've stopped or circumstances have stopped you from your previous full-time role. And so it's coming from that place of scarcity of like, I have to earn money. But this bit is so important to take time. And I'm not talking about months either. You can do this in, if you apply yourself to a week, 2 weeks, you can do it fairly quickly. So what I'm actually talking about here is taking time to do your research on who your target audience is. You know, who are your Soul Aligned clients?
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show, I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across 7 chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
A lot of people don't go particularly deep on this, and they just go, oh, it's Jo Bloggs. She's about 30 to 40 years old and lives in Winchester. That's not enough. It is not enough. Then it's your competitors taking time to research who your competitors are. Whoa, that's so boring. Why do I need to do that? It's because you are going to be able to differentiate yourself from your competitors. And that's important because that will create your unique selling position. What is it about you that your clients, your soul-aligned clients, are going to say, I want to work with you rather than with that person? And when you're new to business, it's important to have your USP. This is all about positioning you and understanding who your client is, who your competitors are, and why you're different. Take time to do this. The second thing is poor planning, okay? And I know for many of you that know me, you're going to know that I'm going to bang on about this a lot because I'm the queen of strategy. In a sense, I love strategy. And it doesn't have to be boring. Strategy can be fun. It is exciting. It is the bedrock of your soul business success. And strategy, by the way, does not need to be all about money and income and all about, you know, you and your business. This could also relate to your personal boundaries, your sales, your marketing. There's so many different opportunities for strategies to come in. I know that a lady within our community was saying that she doesn't really do strategies now because for her it's more important to spend time at her sort of time in life with her grandchildren and her family. And so I said, so great. So your strategy is to take time to be with your loved ones. And that is in itself a strategy to create a business that is based upon the things that you enjoy. But poor planning can really cost you in terms of if you're not able to see where you are, you know, how much money are you looking to achieve this month? How are you going to achieve it? Break that down into what are you going to do this week to be able to, over the month, achieve all of your desirables. Make sure you don't miss anything off. I'm launching something in 2 weeks' time. Uh-oh, I haven't got a launch plan. Good luck with that one. You know, it's a really important part of what you do in business is to plan. For many of us, we're also governed by the cycles of life. And so, you know, new moon, full moon, bringing that into your cyclical approach to doing business. It can also be, when we think about, for us as women, it's important to think of our hormones and, you know, when we're meant to be in that season for getting up and doing things and taking real, like, fiery action, and also when we're meant to be coming within ourselves and taking time for our soul. This is so important. Women operate completely differently to men. We have, you know, an array of hormones. Men only have the testosterone. So men are able to take action all the time. And this is the balance of the feminine and the masculine. So there's many things that we can plan in business. Also things like, this year I want to achieve this amount of money. I'm going to be doing these events. Don't plan them on half terms. You know, think about the summer holidays and those types of things. If you're building a business, it's important to understand, even if it's for you because you want to spend time with your kids, or even if it's, you know, to avoid launching something when it will potentially be like tumbleweed. I could go on about strategies, and I will do more on this as we go through Soul Business Success podcast. The third thing I want to talk about is marketing. And if we're not putting ourselves out there, then how can we expect to nurture and engage our audience, our target audience? Marketing is such an important part of building our business. And it's often where people go wrong. They try it a little bit and they go, I don't really enjoy doing this. They try it for a week or two and they go, nobody's engaging with me. Nobody wants my products. They try it for a little bit and they think, this isn't working. I'm feeling really frustrated, and they give up. And the fact of the thing is, one of the things that I do with my clients is a marketing matrix. So I look at their marketing plan for the next 90 days and we create it together to make sure it's in alignment with their own energy, with their human design, their personal energetic expression. And we make sure that it is something that they are going to enjoy. And then having accountability to obviously deliver upon this, but also not giving up straight away, because things take time. And having, in terms of our strategies, like if we go back to the section before, having a growth strategy for your audience is really important. So then when you're marketing, you have this strategy to work from and you're working towards something rather than just chucking anything out. You actually have a plan. And this is really highly effective. Not only does it save time, but it's about being realistic, and it's also about celebrating the wins as well along your journey.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
Where I often see people go wrong, the fourth thing that I want to talk about, especially when starting an online business, but do you know what? I've also had experiences with some of the, the more well-known influencers in the online world, where, rather shockingly, it's poor customer service. And there's no excuse for that. you are responsible as a business owner to ensure that your clients have a beautiful client journey. You know, we're talking here about things like onboarding, offboarding your clients, how you speak to them. If you make a mistake, how you accept responsibility and you just say, oh, fuck, you know, I messed up, because we all do. And it's about actually having that tenacity to be able to deliver a high standard of customer service, to accept criticism. Again, I've known highly established leaders who I have invested thousands of pounds with who were not open to receiving criticism. That's crazy. That's how we learn. That's how we refine and develop our business, is through customer service and feedback. So, you know, it's about delivering the highest level of customer service throughout all of your products, service offerings, and operations and how you do things within your business. And getting this right at the beginning gives you a strong foundation. And then the fifth thing is consistency. Okay, consistency, you know, of sales, really. And what I mean by this is, often what I see is people don't have that thought of, if I release a course, then I immediately get maybe, I don't know, £1,000 or £15,000. But then I've got nothing. And so it's a really important part of building your business, taking time to do the research, to think about your client journey, your products and their pricing, how much of your energy this will take from you, and how you can build a business model that is flexible around your unique design, your energetic design, but also how maybe you can create automated services and evergreen products. I see a lot of people wanting to do this, but they don't get it right, or they don't quite finish what they're doing. So if you're one of those people, it is quite natural, especially when starting your online business, because you haven't taken that time to do the research. And so, again, what I'm saying here is, this is where maybe sometimes it's great to have that support, that accountability to help you. There's a lot of play here, including your energetics. That's why, for me, energetics is so incredibly important. One of the things that I do is I have a product called the Business Shift. And the Business Shift is about the five pillars of your business. And one of those pillars is research, taking time to research. It's also the marketing and the strategies and the operations and the energy. It's simply 40-minute, 60-minute session with me, an online business audit, where I ask you a number of questions. And then from that, I then create a beautiful put together PDF, which allows you to see these gaps for growth, these opportunities, these bits that you're missing. And literally, it's £143 in UK money. But the reason I'm mentioning this is because at this point, if there's been things in here that you've gone, oh, yeah, I'm not doing that, I'd like to know how to do this, or even just you resonate with some of the things that I'm saying, the Business Shift is such a good way to start to see where some of these gaps are. And so I just would love to encourage you to think about, you know, your own business and maybe booking in with me to do this. And if you want more details, then obviously you'll be able to see from the show notes how to get hold of me. But it's a genuine invitation to come and join me, because they're so powerful. And it's a no-brainer at £143 to find out what it is that's missing, what it is that you need to prioritise in your business to be able to grow and avoid making these quite costly mistakes. So I will leave this with you. But, you know, trust and faith is a big part of this process, as our Oracle card says. You know, trusting and having faith in our journey is important to everyone. And when we take time to do the research, we have more trust, more confidence, more clarity, and we can step forwards purely on our path of Soul Business Success. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.